Here is George Atala. Good morning to you.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Good morning, George. I don't hear anything there.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Okay, let's try once again to go to George Atala from the NFLPA. Good morning.
No, I got nothing.
We can hear George, but you can't hear him, and I can't hear him.
This is bordering on Kip Keno.
It is. Let me try this once more. Good morning, George.
Complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
No.
Wow.
Good morning.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week.
I tell you what, let me go to a couple of other notes as we effort getting George Atala on the air.
On the little ticket.
That was in the Pro Bowl yesterday, wasn't it? When the next line, the Pro Bowl yesterday. All right, it is approaching 8 o'clock here on the ticket, and it's time for a Halloween edition of the Emergency Break of the Week. We'll give you three candidates, and you can vote on it at 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly this morning. And this e-break has a certain Norm theme to it. All of these things happened on the Norm Hitchkiss program this week, including, just a few days ago, his weekly visit with the Goose, Rick Goslin of the Dallas Morning News. Always love it when Goose comes on, and they were having a really interesting conversation about the whole decision on Romo on Monday night. And as Goose is throwing out some hot sports opinions, he's driving in the car, and apparently he gets pulled over by a policeman for speeding. And there's all sorts of weird noises that happen, and Mike Soroy tries to identify what happened to the Goose in a really odd way.
And Garrett needed to know that.
Yeah. Again, if the owner comes up to you and says, I want the quarterback in, you get up with the quarterback in.
Well, let me put you in that situation.
Hello.
Hold on a second, man.
Okay.
Are you being attacked by a dinosaur?
Oh.
Goose!
No. I'll have a double with cheese, Goose, while you're there.
That's a raptor, Norm. This is live action.
But who has raptor?
Oh, there he went. He just got eaten.
Who has raptor calls at their order place?
He got eaten by a raptor.
Is this some new movie that McDonald's is promoting? Where you pull in and pterodactyls cry out at you?
Funny thing, you can hear, all of a sudden, the sound changes, and you can hear the cars passing because he's got his window open. And if you listen real closely, you can hear, I need a driver's license, please.
He said he was going to try to get the cop to come on the air with Norm, but I guess that just wasn't happening.
Yeah. When he came back on with Norm, he was very evasive as to what happened.
But he did confirm he got a ticket for speeding.
How long was he away?
It was about 5 minutes.
Yeah,
Norm refuses to go to break.
Pick up, pull over, Norm.
So he just left the program without explanation.
Well, yeah, yeah,
yeah. He just pushed end
that's
as
funny.
He had to reach for his insurance card. The Geese.
I did not think that the Goose ever sped.
No,
he's got a wild side. You don't even know about it.
No, yeah. He does not seem like he has any wild side.
I would think he would always drive 55. All right,
maybe
candidate number two. Yeah, maybe he can't. That was the return music in the next segment that I appreciated as a consumer of this radio station, Jer.
Neat.
Okay, Norm, incident number two. We couldn't have an e-break without a good Norm Mike from Duncanville fight, where Norm gets so mad that he takes his headphones off and refuses to do the show.
And because we lost time of possession battle, Norm, we left our defense out to hang to dry.
Did you
so
see?
The problem is, Norm, and whenever they're selling out like that, you've got to throw some screens. You've got to commit to the run. You can't get cute and say, listen, just because we got one-on-one coverage, we're going to throw the ball. And you sure as hell can't do it when you're...
Mike, shut up for a minute. Good. Thank you. Mike, at the end of the first half, we had to throw the ball. Time dictated throwing the ball. At the end of the second half, time dictated throwing the ball. You couldn't be running there. You were up against the clock. You had to throw the ball to move it. The
Norm,
last seven,
quarter,
Mike.
First quarter, second and five.
Mike.
What are you doing? Run the ball.
Did you see?
Have you finished, Mike? Will you let me complete one point?
Go ahead.
Last seven plays of the first half were passed.
Go ahead.
In a situation you...
Oh, man. I give Norm credit. He keeps letting him on. Knowing that a fight could break out on what Norm thinks is a bad sports point, they keep going at it after all these years. All right, this is a rare instance, and I think what they're talking about here is the last throw by Tony Romo on Monday night. You know where he did the spin move?
Yep.
And then he threw it out to Terrence, or it was the Dez Bryant, I guess, and it got knocked away incomplete. And this is where... Romo does a spin move, and yet no one's about to hit him. It was a really odd-looking play. Saroy thought it was really weird. Norm didn't. Here's football fight number two.
It's not even about Whedon. It's about Romo's reaction on that play.
Mike, he spun out as his offensive line was being pushed back into his face.
No one made contact with him, Norm. You know that. You saw that.
Mike.
On the play, he got hurt. Three guys made contact with him.
If Romo
waits
to get contact... Then the play is over,
no,
Mike,
then why did
and
he...
the game is over.
No, then
Mike.
Why did he do a 360 and then looked up and said, wow, no one's
supposed
touched
to
me.
Back up further? Instead of doing 360...
No, a healthy Romo stands in the pocket and decides what to do.
The pocket was 7 yards upfield,
it was
Mike.
5 yards, but...
Mike, that's absolute crap. You saw the same tape
no,
I did.
No, because you were yelling at the interior lineman, and Frederick and Martin were both 5 yards back.
The interior linemen have their feet inside the 20. And the ball was snapped at the 26 and a half.
Okay. But then why did he do a 360 and was not touched?
Because that's his move.
When people are bearing down on him, it is.
Okay.
Oh.
I hate when mommy and daddy fight.
Yeah, boy, you rarely hear that.
I like it when Norm is clearly ticked off and he just goes, Mike?
Mike? No. That is complete and absolute crap.
He just cannot get along with anybody named Mike, whether it's Saroy or in Duncanville.
Yeah. He and Rhines rarely fight.
Right. Yeah, and
it's
I guess...
Two old Hall of Famers, I guess.
I can't stand him.
I guess he
them.
Did once tell Michael Irvin that he loved him, so...
I love you.
He can get along with Saroy.
It's still so weird that he told Michael Irvin he loved him.
On the air.
Love you. We have to revisit that at some point. All right, so is it the Goose, Norm versus Mike in Duncanville, or Norm versus Mike Saroy? 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, Muses.
Who's this?
That's Matt Thomas.
Okay, vote.
It doesn't sound like him.
I vote for Norm.
Which one?
I vote for Norm! Can
I
vote for Norm?
Uh-oh, he's getting out of control. Oh, no.
All right. I don't know who he votes for there. Which Norm?
That got kind of funny.
Hi, you are on the ticket. Who wins?
Well, hi there, Mr. Peppermint. I'd like to make a Trustdale certified vote for the third Norm.
Oh, okay. The Norm versus Mike Saroy. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Muffin, for the vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
Yes, I'd like to vote responsibly for the fight with Norm and Mike in Duncanville, but I have a question, a radio question.
Yeah.
What is more impressive, two Marconis or two Hall of Famers?
Ooh.
Hmm.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Marconis nationwide.
Yeah, I'd go Marconis.
And that's a maybe
team
Mark,
award,
yeah,
right?
So
you're
Marconi,
always supposed to
think.
Put
the team ahead of the individual.
And there are some in that Hall of Fame that questionable, you'd say?
Are you thinking of one person in particular?
Norm?
Oh, no. I said some people. Hi, you're on the ticket, AM and FM. Who wins the e-break?
Mike? Okay.
That would be the third one, right?
Saroy, yeah. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Mike in Duncanville, of course.
Was that Mike in Duncanville?
I think it might have been.
You can vote for yourself, I guess, if you're a good P1.
Norm.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Yeah, will you stop interrupting me? I'm trying to get my vote out, okay? Just stop interrupting me, okay?
Okay, so thank you.
Hey, quit. Interrupting me, George.
Stop it.
Hey, quit talking so I can get my vote out.
Not bad. Hi, you're on Ticket AM and Ticket FM.
Hey, going off cross-dressing dog here again. I don't know if you guys are watching me on the drop cam right now, but this is some good stuff, man. This is why Goro got his ribs removed, so he could do this.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Gordo, you're the one guy that can do that.
I did not get my ribs removed so I could do that.
Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Voting for second Norm and scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to Nina Charabon.
Ooh, interesting. That's a good one. I don't know.
We had to get her on.
Or Jasmine Boyangu.
Don't answer that.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I would like to make a responsible vote for George's Uranus, and I'll hang up and listen.
He didn't phrase it correctly.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Vaginal size, more and
more. No, you're an idiot, too. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'd like to vote, please.
Yeah.
Hey, before I vote, you have to guess who this is.
No, just vote.
I don't know.
Why?
Who is it?
It's the fake Michael Sams.
Oh, my
God. And I want to vote for Norm number 3, please. So hard.
Okay, that's enough. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Norm's number 2. Damn it, number 2 Norm.
Okay, number 2 Norm is a winner. It's another confrontation between Norm and Mike in Duncanville.
And because we lost the time of possession battle, Norm, we left our defense out to hang to dry.
Did you
so
see
the problem is, Norm, and whenever Mike, they're selling Mike. Out like that, you've got to throw some screens. You've got to commit to the run. You can't get cute and say, listen, just because we got one-on-one coverage, we're going to throw the ball. And you sure as hell can't do it when you're...
Mike, shut up for a minute. Good. Thank you. Mike, at the end of the first half, we had to throw the ball. Time dictated throwing the ball. At the end of the second half, time dictated throwing the ball. You couldn't be running there. You were up against the clock. You had to throw the ball to move it. The
no,
last
first
seven,
quarter,
Mike,
first quarter, second and
Mike,
five?
Mike,
what are you doing? Run the ball.
Did you see?
Have you finished, Mike? Will you let me complete one point?
Go ahead.
Last seven plays in the first half.
Yes. Oh, yes. And now we have the phrase out to hang to dry.
Out to hang to dry.
How many wins is that for Norm?
Well, it's hard to believe. It's his first win in 21 weeks for Norman Depends Hitzkus.
Okay. That's not an official nickname. But that is a win for Norm.